Roman numeral 2. Behold, the virgin shall be with child and shall bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us. Matthew 1:23. A. Jesus was the King Savior's name given by God, whereas Emmanuel was the King Savior's name called by man. B. Matthew is a book on Emmanuel, God incarnated to be with us. C. Emmanuel is all-inclusive. He is first our Savior, then our Redeemer, then our Life-Giver, and then the all-inclusive, indwelling Spirit. 2. Actually, the content of the entire New Testament is an Emmanuel, and all the believers in Christ, as the members of Christ, are part of this great Emmanuel, the corporate Christ. D. The practical Emmanuel is the spirit of reality as the presence of the consummated triune God in our spirit. His presence is always with us in our spirit, not only day by day, but also moment by moment. 1. He is with us in our gatherings. He is with us all the days. 3. He is with us in our spirit. Small a. Today, our spirit is the land of Emmanuel. B. Because God is with us, the enemy can never take over the land of Emmanuel. 4. We can enjoy the presence of the triune God in gathering together for the teaching of His holy word. 5. We enjoy grace and peace through the Spirit as the presence of the triune God. The Spirit's leading and witnessing are His presence. 7. We enjoy the dispensing of the triune God through His presence as the Spirit. E. To live with Christ as Emmanuel, we need to be in His divine presence, which is the life-giving Spirit as the consummation of the triune God. 1. To live with Christ, we still live, yet not by ourselves alone, but by Christ living in us and with us as Emmanuel. The triune God cannot complete His intention to dispense Himself into our being outside of us. Therefore, His being with us must be inward. 2. Emmanuel is our life and person, and we are His organ, living together with Him as person. Our victory depends upon Emmanuel, the presence of Jesus. If we have the Lord's presence, we have wisdom, insight, foresight, and the inner knowledge concerning things. The Lord's presence is everything to us.
F. If we would enter, possess, and enjoy the all-inclusive Christ as the reality of the good land, we must do so by the presence of the Lord. The Lord promised Moses, and He said, "My presence shall go with you, and I will give you rest." Exodus 33:14. God's presence is His way, the map that shows His people the way they should take. 1. In order to fully gain and possess Christ as the all-inclusive land for God's building, we must hold on to the principle that God's presence is the criterion for every matter, regardless of what we do. We must pay attention to whether or not we have God's presence. If we have God's presence, we have everything. But if we lose God's presence, we lose everything. 2. The presence of the Lord, the smile of the Lord, is the governing principle we must learn to be kept, to be ruled, to be governed, and to be guided by the direct first-hand presence of the Lord. 3. As a representative of the reigning aspect of a mature life, Joseph enjoyed the presence of the Lord, and with it, the Lord's authority, prosperity, and blessing. 4. Moses was a person very near to God's heart, and according to God's heart. Hence, he had God's presence to a full extent. 5. The Apostle Paul was one who lived and acted in the presence of Christ according to the index of his whole person expressed in his eyes. 6. In my youth, I was taught various ways to overcome, to be victorious, to be holy, and to be spiritual. However, not any of these ways worked. Nothing works but the Lord's presence. His being with us is everything. G. The entire New Testament is an Emmanuel, and we are now a part of this great Emmanuel that will consummate in the New Jerusalem, in the New Heaven and New Earth, for eternity. The New Testament begins with a God-man who is God with us, and ends with a great God-man, the New Jerusalem, which is Jehovah is there.